Well, you guys are quiet. You guys are really in deep thought, aren't you? And so what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to follow the lead of the Holy Spirit the best we can. And again, the Bible says that we know in part and we prophesy in part. God gives us pieces of revelation. So we can always make a mistake. We do our best and we have a great track record of accuracy. But really what's more important is the heart of the word, that we want to make sure that we convey the heart of the Father and not just focus on accuracy. We want to be as accurate as we can, but we want to focus on love. That is our primary objective. So if we miss a couple details, don't throw the word out. Just spit the meat out with the bones. Okay, you guys with me? Or keep the meat and spit out the bones is what I meant. Don't spit the meat out. My mind isn't connecting with my mouth right now. So if you get a prophetic word in this setting, what we're doing, then what you need to do is you need to go to the CD station right out here in the lobby. And you need to put $3 in an envelope, put today's date on it, and request that CD, and then come in periodically and check in. Usually within a week or 2 weeks, you can get that CD, and your prophetic word will be on there. Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and start. Let me just pray real quick. Lord, we just thank you that you've given us eyes to see and ears to hear. We thank you that you want to encourage every person here. And so we pray that even the prophetic words that are that others don't receive, it will still build them up and that they can still take that by faith as it's a rhema word for them, a life word for them. And Lord, we just ask you to give us insight, cause us to see by the Spirit and speak by the Spirit in love in Jesus' name. The young man next to Vitalia, what's your name, sir? Arthur? Arthur, I see you playing a musical instrument. Do you play instruments? Are you involved in, do you play guitar or anything like that? Okay. I saw the notes getting larger and larger, and I feel like your gift is increasing. And I hear the Lord say that he's going to begin to give you wisdom about musical instruments. And I see you going from one instrument to another instrument. And I feel like there's like a David thing on you where you can play more than one instrument. And at the, what I mean by that, there's a musician type of a worshiper's grace on you that you can play multiple instruments if you put your heart to it. And for and what it's for is for the glory of God. It's to worship the Lord, but it's part of your spiritual DNA. I feel like that it's one of the things that you can say, all the days of my life, this is going to be part of who I am. I do see you also writing music of some kind. I don't know how extensive that will be. I feel like the Lord has blessed your speech. I don't know if that's through singing or just through speaking, but there's a vocal gift on you. And I see that you also have a very intelligent mind, that God has given you, I just see a lot of intelligence in you, a lot of truth. And God is adding to that. It's like I saw your head getting bigger and bigger, but not in an arrogant or prideful way, but it's like God is adding to you. And I feel like the Lord wants to even put in your heart to prepare yourself, because I see a teacher in you. I feel like you're called to teach the things of the Lord. I'm not prophesying you into the fivefold teaching role. However, I'm not saying you won't go there one day, but I feel like the Lord is just wanting you to know, if you felt that urge to teach, it's the Holy Spirit leading you into a greater measure of your calling. And so I feel like the Lord is just wanting you to rejoice and to really focus on what he has before you. I think you're a very focused person, but I just sense the Lord really pushing you forward. There's a lot of spiritual favor and momentum in your life right now. God bless you. Okay. Who wants to go?
The gentleman with the plaid shirt in the back there. That's you. What's your name? Eric? Eric, I just sensed, I saw the Lord close a chapter, just close the book, and then I saw him open up another book for you. And I feel like your heart was longing for that other one. I feel like it was a chapter of your life was closing. But I really feel like the favor of the Lord is on you. I see you writing five different chapters at the same time. I see your gifts being used in this new season of life. I really feel like the favor of the Lord is on you. I really feel like that you're moving forward in a lot of different ways. And a sense that I just see the eyes of a generation behind you on you. And I really feel like you're a standard bearer, that the Lord, that you've drawn a line in the sand. And you said, you know, these are the stances I'm going to take. And the generation behind you is watching that. And I really feel that the Lord is really pleased with the way that you hold your heart in that regard. And so I just feel like this new book is exciting. I just really feel like it's uncharted territory for you. And I think part of your gifts is that you haven't used before. But I really feel like the Lord is graced you with that. And he's given that to you because of who you are to him. It's awesome. Thanks.
Ooh, I get music. Cool. All right. In the green shirt right here about five rows back, what's your name? Yes. Stephanie? Okay, Stephanie, I just hear God saying that, I heard the word rebuilding bridges, and I just hear God saying that, daughter, I'm rebuilding some bridges in your life. I'm reconnecting some things that were broken down for a long time, some things that were disconnected for a long time. I'm bringing them back together. I hear the word rejuvenation, that God is, he's put a spark under you, and he's lit a fire, and things are kind of starting to burn out of control, and I just sense there's just a real passion in your heart. And I also hear God saying that there's a work that he's doing in your heart right now. I heard the word overlooked, that there's been some times lately where you said, God, I feel like I'm overlooked. Or, you know, you think, oh, God picked me and God picks the person over here. Or God picked me and he picks the person over here. And I hear God saying that now's not a time to be discouraged. Now's not a time to look down, but now's a time to look up. I hear him saying, take your focus off of all the natural situations that are going on around you and just focus on me, says the Lord. I hear God saying he's going to do some mighty things on your behalf. I hear him saying, believe in who I made you. Believe in who I called you to be. I called you to be great. I called you to leave an impact. I just hear God saying, I've called you to be one that when you go into a room or go into a situation, you leave and you go somewhere else, you leave like a residue there. You leave an impact there. So I hear God saying, you are doing and you're accomplishing so much more than what you realize. So I hear God saying, don't lose heart, but keep pressing in and keep pressing on.
About the fifth row back, the gentleman, you got kind of a dark red shirt on right here with dark hair. Yeah. What's your name, sir? David? David? Okay. David, you caught my eye earlier, and I felt like the Lord said he's a Daniel. And so as I just pondered that, I felt like that Daniel didn't have any choice about where the Lord took him, but he found himself in some situations that were influential, and he also had a real pure heart. And Daniel was one who stood and who was faithful. And I feel like that's also your heart. You're a faithful man. You got a pure heart. You love the Lord. But I feel like that the Lord really wants you to know that your life is in his hands. He's going to take you where he wants you, and he's going to use you for his glory. So be strong in the Lord. Love the Lord. Daniel was really, he was pure. He really made a focus to just serve the Lord. And so I just really challenge you and charge you to just continue to give yourself to the Lord, because God's got some awesome things for you. So just, I bless you as a Daniel.
Ready to go?
Hallelujah. It's the young man in the seventh row. And one, two, three, four. You're in the broad striped shirt. And your name is? Mike? Mike, I do see you as one who is very bold. Sometimes it comes off, sometimes people go, whoa, this guy is really strong in his giftings and who you are and the self-assurance. You're secure in who you are. And I feel like there's such a security in your knowledge of God and the knowledge of that which is holy. And there's this boldness. And God is training you up, I feel like raising you up as even as Jacob is one who wrestled with the Lord and came away with a mark for life, that God has marked you as his for life, and for a life purpose and that which is eternal and for an eternal destiny. And I just see you reaching out to many and many coming into the kingdom because of the sure word of the Lord coming out of your mouth, and that you don't back down and you won't keep silent until the word of the Lord prevails mightily in the land, that wherever you go, that the earth, it lines up. It lines up and comes into alignment because you are not afraid of what God has placed within you, and you know that he is with you and he will take you through to the journey's end.
Amen. The young man next to the guy in the green, in the tan shirt. What's your name? What is it? Weldon. Weldon, I heard the Lord say problem, process, provision for you. And I really felt like the Lord wants you to know tonight that the anchor holds. The anchor holds. I feel like you've kind of been up and down and up and down and had some things. But the Lord wants you to know that you've got the right stuff. And the anchor will hold. And he's got a plan and a purpose for your life. And I feel like the Lord wants you to know that he goes out ahead of you preparing the way, that his way is the right way. And he's going to illuminate your path. And I felt like the Lord wanted you to know that you're going to have just enough light for the step that you're on. But the Lord wants you to know that he loves you. You're valuable to him, very valuable to him. And the anchor holds.
That gentleman over here holding the baby, what's your name, sir?
Ramsey.
Okay, got to make sure we got that right. Okay, I saw a picture of a diamond, and you know how they're normally cut with different facets to them. I felt like, is this your wife next to you? Okay, I felt like the Lord said that he's put a special anointing and a special blessing on your family to reflect Christ. And it was like I saw your family as like the different facets of a diamond, just reflecting all the different aspects, some of the different aspects of Christ, that in a more full way your family reflects that more than you could each individually. And I felt like the Lord said that he's given an audience to your family. And it might not look like this kind of an audience, but that there's people around you that are looking at your family and seeing how you live and operate, and that they see the Christ in your family. And for you, Amzie, I heard the Lord say champion, encourager, that you're the champion, encourager of your family. And I saw you a picture of you hold up one of your children and you're like, shine, baby, shine. And it was like you're promoting your family. You're promoting the gifts, the talents, the heart in each one of them. And I saw the Holy Spirit is our encourager, our comforter. I saw you doing that in your family and you encouraging them, you comforting them. And I just feel like just the Lord has just really put a blessing on your family to be seen by others.
This word is for everybody in here that's their first name's Sarah. Would you raise your hand if your name's Sarah? I just felt like the Lord has planted something in you that his word is in your heart, and there's two of them. he loves how passionate you are about him, and how you sit before him, and how you come before him, how you worship him, how you sing before him, how you dance before him. And I feel like the Lord has put a prophetic word. He's put a prophetic sound in your heart. And that prophetic sound is about ready to come forth. And it's going to be a sound that glorifies him. It's going to be a sound that brings the church in. It's going to be a sound of revival. It's going to be one that brings the unchurched in. There's going to be people to be drawn to it. That word's going to come out. It's going to change lives. It's going to transform people, because it's going to draw them into the Lord, and the Lord's going to, they're going to be changed from the inside out, because they come into this place where they come to know the Lord.
I'd like to talk to the lady in the back, striped shirt, white and black stripes. Yeah. What's your name? I'm sorry. Kelly? Kelly, I believe the Lord wants you to know that he sees you as a valued treasure, and that you're looking for a treasure right now. And the Lord is just saying, I have not hidden my face from you. You feel like you wonder where he's at, like he's played in hide-and-go-seek with you. But in reality, he's playing peekaboo. He's right here. He says, boo, here I am. I want to bless you. I want to show you that I'm right here with you throughout your life, that there's things that you're wondering about and questioning your where you're going, what your purpose is, why you're here. And the Lord is answering some of those questions. And he wants you to know that he hears your heart and that he's not overlooking you, and that he will pick you and show you and grow you up in him and establish you even in a greater way than what you feel right now. I believe there's a lineage. There's a mother or a grandmother that really has taught you and talked to you about godly things, and that you're grabbing a hold of it. And the Lord says, just hold on to me and you'll see me in the dark times and in the light. Let him come and show you the light, for the light is here to come for you, and you'll see the path that you're on. And he says, go for it. Go for the gold. Go for the treasure. I'm right here.
Good job. Okay, you guys can go ahead and come down. We're going to go ahead and go to the final part of the ministry for tonight. I'm going to just pray a prayer to dismiss those who want to be dismissed. But if some of you want to come and get a personal prophecy, the team will minister to you like a one-minute prophecy. So what you do need to know is that these prophecies, we don't record for you. We only record for a back.